awake.
Guess what day it is?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Man, you're really stupid in the morning, aren't you?
Somebody had a big piece of grouchy pie this morning.
There's something about fresh morning air that just really makes me sick.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Something told me to turn on the radio. I know how this sounds.
Sounds crazy.
Crazy? Last time I checked, we pretty much make our living on crazy.
Who wants to put on a show?
It's showtime!
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning and welcome to a Wednesday. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. It's going to be a pretty good day.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a nice day.
Yes, I went outside. This indoor
cat
went
outside. Oh, my gosh. Went outside.
Unbelievable. Did you get the mail?
I went for an actual walk. And the breathe the outside air.
It smelled pretty good, didn't it?
It did. It was like, I was like, this is nice out here. Yep, and then I was like, nah, it's really not.
That's good. It's probably going to smell better today. It's going to be like near 60 degrees today.
Nice.
And by the way, there's a potential for a pretty good nor'easter coming in here.
Well, when you say nor'easter, you mean rain and wind and uncomfortableness.
Yeah, but it's north and west. It's going to be
snow.
Possibly so. They're not sure. We're just trying to panic you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned today is National Nap Day. We were just talking about.
It's actually National Public Sleeping Day, which is fine because you can nap in public and not be shamed. But
we were just talking about it. Brian and I have a lot in common.
Both of us.
We can lay down and sleep any place, anytime.
Sure.
No problem.
Invite me over. I'll take a nap on your desk. I don't care.
Can lay down.
All right. Gee, that sounds fun.
You can lay down on the floor and take a nap.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Sure.
I cannot. It takes a lot for me to take a nap. I mean, a lot. So, yeah, the public debate goes on. We'll probably discuss that later.
There you go. Okay, we got that going for you today. Game of the day. We got your dirty laundry. We got the Brian Bell Buster.
I have a special one for today, you know.
Oh, that's right. Gosh. This is a very special birthday,
Big
Brian
day.
Bell Buster. Okay, we got that coming up for you this morning. And Barbara Streisand has cloned her dog. Big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you run across pink lettuce yet?
I have.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
And it's pretty. It would really go well with my daughter's room.
We'll discuss the phenomenon known as pink lettuce coming up this morning. And what is a real estate deal breaker for you?
Oh, God, I have so many.
Did you see? Oh, okay.
Except my house, which was a complete
yeah. Okay. I know. All we do is watch House Hunters, so.
There's a real weird case out there right now where this particular thing turned out to be a real estate deal breaker for a big deal.
Okay.
Okay, we'll share that with you this morning. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you ready to play Lauren and Wally Game of the Day? Well, let's meet Barbara. Barbara is from Plymouth, Massachusetts, and she claims to be ready to play. Hi, Barbara, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing just great. Thank you. So today we return. We haven't played this game for a long time. It's the legendary Breakfast Bingo game.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Oh, I know.
I've missed it so much.
Now, the Breakfast Bingo game works like this. We give you five clues, and each correct answer spells out the first word, and the answer spells out the word bingo. Okay, it's pretty simple. So we start the first one. All-time Celtic great, number 33.
Larry Bird.
Bird. Okay, very good. Your second one. An Eskimo shelter built of ice.
Igloo
is correct. Number three. A gear in your transmission where your car just sits still. We're looking for an N word.
Sometimes it goes into this.
Neutral.
Yes. Neutral is correct. A cartoon character whose close friend is Mickey Mouse.
Goofy
is correct. A color that has no rhyming word. It's also a fruit.
Orange.
Yes.
B-I-N-G-O. For you, we have a prize this morning, Barbara, and I think you're going to enjoy this. First of all, do you like food?
Absolutely.
Well, we got a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. You can make fast meals with the latest dish. Yes, it is. Latest issue of Savory Magazine, available at Stop and Shop right now. Check out savory recipes for Mediterranean and pork chops with cucumber salad and Thai steak salad. Ready in just 15 minutes, and you can find out all about it in Savory Magazine, Stop and Shop. So congratulations. Thank you very much for playing the game of the day today, and have a fabulous day, okay?
You as well. Thanks so much, guys.
Okay, take care of yourself now.
Good one.
Okay, everybody, here's the forecast today. A lot of sunshine around all day long. This is going to be really good. Today's high near 60 degrees, and then tomorrow it's going to be sunny early, and then things begin to turn on us because they got this nor'easter is kind of going to be moving on in here, and it'll start out sunny, then clouding over in the overcast in the afternoon, high only in the 50s. Thursday night, that's when the rain starts moving in. It's going to be very windy conditions. We're going to have high tides. And then on Friday, rain and wind and a high of only
snow. I'm going to speak to you.
I know exactly what you mean. Okay, everybody. I'm just glad it's not going to be a hurricane.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, thrill seekers, here we go. It's 6:20 on a Wednesday morning, and let's get right straight into your Man for Man.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ethos are standing on a corner in downtown Bangor when a foreign tourist from Europe approaches them and we hear...
It starts a gigungi, cronin si dutch a prechen.
Beg your pardon?
Excusez-moi, parlez-vous français?
You better try that again.
Parlare italiano?
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Hablan ustedes español?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying.
As the stranger leaves, Lem says to Ethos,
you know something, Ethos? I think we should learn a foreign language.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, why not?
Well, that guy knew four languages, and it didn't do him a bit of good.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Worldwide Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Something going on out here. Okay, everybody. What's the freaking difference? Get a load of this. Check this out.
Okay, so Johnny Walker is expanding its brand, so to speak, and making a new bottle of whiskey. They made 250,000 bottles of whiskey called Jane Walker. And it features, instead of a man, it features a woman, and it's a kind of trying to appeal to women. Now, they say because, like, they think people think of whiskey as a man's drink, although I don't think of that. I'm torn about this, because on the one hand, I think it's pretty sexist, but on the other hand, I really like the label. I mean, she looks so good.
Yeah, it's very
and
cool.
It's very cool, and it's like she's sassy, and she looks like Johnny Walker, but she's a woman. She's got the little the tails tux thing, and she's got the little cane, and I really like it. And then the other thing is that although I've always been an equal opportunity drinker,
yes,
I do like the idea of his and hers bottles of booze because it's like, that's mine and
like,
that's yours.
Is this like skinny vodka?
Well, no, I don't. What I like about this, what I do like about this is that they're not, it's not making the product less, fewer calories or like adding things in. It's just whiskey that's labeled differently. So
it's
that
not.
Maybe
it's the same whiskey. It's just a different label, right?
Yeah. So
it's a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's just. I think it's just. It's 250,000 bottles. Maybe it'll be a fun thing to get. You know, on a girls' night, make some whiskey sours. Those are good. Very popular. I always like, you know, like a mint and whiskey sort of yumminess. That's a nice little. They also, a Manhattan is very good. Anyway, my
would it go well with the Lady Doritos?
You know, that's the thing. I think the Lady Doritos, the thing that really ticked everybody off about that is that there was a quiet Dorito. And we ladies don't want to be quiet. But anyway, Stephen Colbert had some ideas about this Jane Walker version of Johnny Walker, and this is what he had to say about it.
Here's a little bit of booze news. You might have heard this. The distillers behind Johnny Walker are releasing a brand new version of their trademark Scotch whiskey. The stuff in the bottle is absolutely no different, but they've changed the name to Jane Walker with a lady version of the mascot. Female drinkers everywhere will say, finally, a brand that's condescending to me. Ladies, keep your eyes on the shelves for Jill Beam, Jacqueline Daniels, Gwyn Levitt, and Hennessy.
Not bad.
That's funny.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, I think this is really, really important. What is going on with Gronk?
You know,
okay. What are you hearing? What do you think?
Finally, a sports story I'm interested in because it involves drama and intrigue and switching careers and maybe like bad blood. Now Gronk At the end of what, the Super Bowl, didn't somebody say something? I'm like, you thinking about retiring? And he was like, maybe.
Yeah, what's up for
I'm like
year?
Paraphrasing. Yeah. So there's word, and then there's word that Gronk is going to trade in his cleats for like an acting class because he wants to go to Hollywood. And I do think that he's doing a fine job in those Tide commercials, let me tell you. And also, there's the rumor that he's going to trade in football for worldwide wrestling.
Yeah, and WWE. So, he does a lot of stuff with them already.
Yeah, so he... Tom Curran?
Yeah, Tommy Curran.
Yeah, yeah, he says that, this is what I love, he didn't enjoy himself last season, Gronk, and there's a hell of an air cleaning is needed in Foxborough. Well, I mean, it is a locker room, everybody. Isn't that really true? I guess it's wearing on him mentally and physically, the atmosphere in Foxborough, and he's kind of trying to decide whether or not he wants to move on. And then you have a theory about, like, there's a new...
Well, yeah, well, I heard this. Yeah. One of the guys on the sports up there talking about it, and how... I thought it was crazy that Gronk would go to WWE, but then there's the rumors that Vince McMahon is bringing back the XFL.
Well, he's already announced he's doing that.
In 2020. And yeah, I'm like, right. Well, Gronk wouldn't want to play in that, but what if he was like a coach or like the commissioner of the league or something? I could totally see Gronk, the brand, being part of that.
Because in a way, it's a way to expand the brand. It's a better business plan.
And there's not dudes hitting him every day.
Well, you know, Gronk has this, you know, this image of being a duh, but he's not.
No, he's not
he's
at all.
He's really a smart guy.
And the thing is that, he plays football for a couple more years, and then maybe he becomes an announcer, but probably not.
He's
got to figure out what he's going to do, and I think his sweet spot is really appealing to the public, and
he has a great kids show on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. And then he was doing stuff on, didn't he have that comedy special on HBO or something?
That was not good, yes.
It wasn't good, but he's trying.
But he does have great charisma.
Yeah.
He does. So I think that I am going to say it. I think that this past year was his last year.
Oh, boy, it is.
It's on.
I think it's all part of the plan. He'll be back.
Hey.
I think. All right, well, the rest of your sports here brought to you by BostonFranchiseShow.com. Hey, last night, Charlie McAvoy scored. The Bruins got a 4-3 win, and the two new guys, Rick Nash and Tommy Wingles, both had their first goals. The Bees host the Penguins tomorrow. Celtics finish up a two-game homestand tonight against the Hornets. And the Sox split a pair of split-squad games yesterday. They 6-1 loss to the Cardinals, and then they beat the Twins 3-2 last night. Sox host the Pirates today.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lauren and Wally Show,
105.7 WROR.
Well, it's a big birthday today.
Yeah.
And I heard from Jody, her husband Wally, is having a birthday today.
That rings a bell.
Yeah, they were just on vacation in South Carolina, and somehow Wally injured himself, so we're going to mess with him for his birthday.
Nice.
Hello?
Hello. This here is Shep Rose from the Doubletree Hilton in Myrtle Beach.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I thought I might speak with Mr. Bryan.
With Mr. Bryan?
Mr. Walter Bryan, regarding the incident and down here at the hotel.
Oh, yes. He did have an incident at the hotel. Wally, this is the Myrtle Beach Hotel. About that incident.
Hello?
Yes, sir. This here is Shep Rose from the Doubletree Hilton in Myrtle Beach. Is this Walter Leslie Bryan?
Yes.
Are you involved in an incident down here at our hotel in South Carolina?
Yes.
Mr. Bryan, this is no laughing matter. I have right here an incident report from the front desk that you took a pretty good fall out front.
Yes, that's true. Yes, it was very icy that day.
And we heard from a woman, I believe it is your wife, Jody? Jody Bryan? Is that her name? She was pretty upset.
Yeah, well, I haven't been able to hug her since it happened. But that's another story altogether.
She was threatening some legal action to the hotel down here?
No, but I should, because I've been going to physical therapy for my shoulder, and it's not exactly cheap, but...
You know, we don't really know how to deal with that ice down here in South Carolina, so we do apologize.
Yeah. That was pretty clear. I mean, it was awful.
Are you visiting family down here?
Yes, I was visiting my sister-in-law.
Is that Diane? I see her name here on the guest register. Diane Winchester?
Yes, that's right. Have you seen her?
She kind of tall and blonde.
Tall, blonde,
Very pretty.
Mr. Brian, so that we can put this behind us, we should really try to send a nurse up to check you out.
Well, that would be very nice of you to do.
You think we, if we send somebody up who looked like your sister-in-law, Diane, they call her Didi, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Would that be okay with you?
That would be fabulous.
Is there anything in particular she should check?
Who is this?
Nobody.
I know who this is. This is Brian Bell.
This is Chef Rose, Walter Bryan.
Hi, Wal.
Hi, Wal.
Dude, what are you doing?
This is a Brian Bell buster.
Oh, a Brian Bell buster. I should have known. Well, I'm flattered that you would call me.
You moron.
We're concerned about you, and we know it's your birthday, and wanted to say happy birthday and that we miss you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And yes, that Jody said that you should stay in the car next time.
Yeah.
Well, she told me to stay in the car that day, but I didn't listen. You always should listen to your wife.
Thanks for listening to the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So just what would the background in a piece of property have to be to make you withdraw an offer to buy this piece of property, this real estate, this house, or whatever it is? You know, we've heard cases where somebody couldn't sell a house because a murder had taken place in the house.
Yeah, okay. Some people are even freaked out if anybody died in the house. Like,
that's
they were
true.
Just old,
yeah.
Like an old house, there's guaranteed somebody
isn't
died.
Isn't there some
there.
Kind of disclosure thing with real estate
I think
people?
With
you
the
have to
murder part.
Murder
yeah.
part,
yeah.
You have to disclose
murder.
That.
And it's
yeah.
state by state.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. You know, you have to check the laws. But yeah, I think that.
Maybe an expert in real estate. Oh, I don't know, like a realtor could give us a call this
yeah,
morning.
Exactly.
617-931-1057. Let us know about this now. But there was a really, really weird story that I don't know. Would this make you withdraw your real estate offer?
What is it?
Okay, this happened in Arizona. This woman named Linda Fine. She'd recently made an offer of $1.8 million on a spectacular house.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Okay, that's
big
a
money.
Lot
yeah,
of money
a,
out there,
yeah.
Okay? And a real estate agent casually mentioned that the couple who was selling the house was in the entertainment industry.
Oh, like
thought,
movie
really?
Stars.
Okay, entertainment
nice.
Industry.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
So she decided she'd do a little research on it. And she found out that she'd kind of used that term entertainment industry a little bit on the loose side. The couple actually ran a porn site called Wifey World.
Oh.
And they had been using the home to make porn videos. And they'd been using it to do that for like 20 years.
20 years? That's some longevity. I mean, most regular actresses don't stay in the biz that long.
Wow. Well, so she withdraws her offer, you know, and they
she
ask
pulled
her,
out.
Yeah, so to speak. And she just said she couldn't tell you. They asked her, you know, what was the deal break? She said, I just can't make Thanksgiving dinner on counters where God knows what is going on.
Oh, my God. Boy. You know, you can replace the counters for
that's
crying
right.
out loud.
That's a new granite or
boy,
something
there's,
like
there's
that.
Only so much Clorox, though, right?
You know what? I got to tell you, I'm a super prude, and I am disgusted by most things, but you can just tear up the carpet and replace the countertops, and you can like, it. They're taking...
Get them to knock $100,000 off,
yeah,
and then I'm going to
remodel
the place.
Like, you're not gonna have, like, it's not fully furnished. It's not like you have the same beds and mattresses, although in porn, really, who uses those? Not
oh
like
my
I
God.
I'm just saying.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if you had a dinner party and all your friends came over and you're like, wow, this house looks great. It seems really,
really
familiar. Have I seen this somewhere?
Blanche!
Oh, my God. You could set up, like, yeah, you could
wow.
do a lot of fun things. That's well, not, I mean.
I think a lot of fun things had already been done.
Pretty much covered
it all. I
don't
know. I guess maybe, I don't know. I've never heard of anybody, you know, not closing the deal on a real estate.
Okay,
thing
just thought we'd ask
that.
This morning.
And I thought it was bad if it didn't have double sinks.
That's right.
yeah, double something.
What the f*** is that?
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Oh, baby, I love your way. No, that's the name of the song. Seriously, that's the name of the song. Okay, coming up next. Okay, everybody, let's get right to your 720 Men from Maine here, and we got Cash on the way. The sun is shining, and it's going to be 68 degrees today. And this is a requested Men from Maine. I wanted to hear the one where the lady calls Doc Sider about concerns over her side effects from her hormone pills. Here we go, everybody. Let's do your Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Estelle Stump, the least attractive spinstress in all of Machias, calls her doctor, concerned over possible side effects from a new hormone pill prescribed to take care of her problem.
Hello, Doc Sider.
Doc Sider, this is Estelle Stump, and I'm afraid I might be having some side effects from them new pills you gave me to clear up my problem.
Well, I wouldn't worry, Estelle. Some side effects are common. Do you have dry mouth?
No.
Sore throat?
No.
Runny nose?
No.
Well, how about a fever?
No fever.
Oily discharge?
Well, let me check.
You do.
No. Well, what seems to be the problem?
Well, Doc, I started growing hair on my chest.
Well, Estelle, I wouldn't worry about a little hair on your chest. How far down does it go?
Well, the last time I checked, it was almost all the way down to my testicles.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
So finally, you finally managed to sell your house because, you know, there was a murder in your house. You had trouble getting rid of it. And you decide you're going to move into a nursing home. LB has been doing a little research, and she's discovered the most innovative things in nursing homes.
Yeah, you know, a nursing home, sometimes they're looking for entertainment. You have some school groups go in and sing, and you've got, like, you know,
they bring
exercise
pets
classes.
In.
A nice quilting room.
That's
quilting
right,
room.
Quilting
they have,
room.
Like, some, yeah, so they're always looking for something, but... The trend is coming across the pond. This is in England. Pole dancing. Yeah. So a nursing home in Dorset, in the United Kingdom, kind of got in trouble because pole dancers are being hired by staff members to entertain residents. They claim the residents asked for something a bit different. And in response, they hired six scantily clad women to put on a show in the communal dining room of the home. One of the dancers said the residents really enjoyed the performances. You know what? Here's the thing. They're defending themselves because it's a gym they come from, and it's called the Pole Dance Factory. And its owner, personal trainer, Katie Henry, says it's a sport. It's been certified as a sport, and we specifically put on a sporty gymnastic performance, which we thought was appropriate for a care home.
Well, I thought it was for the residents to use, and I'm like, God, that's a great way to throw out a hip.
That's right.
I mean, jeez.
Yeah, no, it's just for entertainment purposes only. I mean, you guys, that, from what I understand, yeah. Is not an easy thing to do.
Oh, it's one of the most difficult things.
And there are gyms that teach pole dancing classes. Yeah.
Well, take Pink, for example.
Right.
Pink, you know, she incorporates
like
pole dancing.
Full-on aerialist. I
mean, yeah, everybody, wait.
Okay,
let me
are you a pole dancer or are you an aerialist?
Incorporate pole dancing in everything. That's like part of, like, it's like, you know, you sing, you maybe dance, and then there's always a pole on the stage.
You got
and
the mic.
Always
you got
swinging
the mic
around
stand.
It just is.
Yeah,
that's what
I
you
got to
do. Like, it's basically Pop Star 101. But I don't know. I mean,
I hope they're helping out the ladies too. Most, I mean, really, like in those kind of places, there's more women than men.
Yeah, they. Well, maybe
so
they're teaching.
Hopefully,
them.
They're teaching the. You know,
I always find that pole dancing too. Is entertaining.
Yeah.
Maybe they got a male pole dancer. You never know about
that. Sure. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Okay. But, yeah, so that, you know what? Coming to a nursing home near you.
Heart attacks are way up, though. That's the only problem. Okay, time for your 7:45 Dirty Laundry Update. Where do we start today, LBF?
Okay, well, we've got weddings, weird science talk shows. But let's start with weird science because Barbara Streisand cloned her dog twice, okay? She had a great dog, and then the dog died last November, and then she had two clones of the original dog. They're alive and well and living in Malibu. She says the clones really? Have different personalities, and she'll have to wait to see if they mature to have her original dog's seriousness. I don't... Okay, so here's the thing with me.
Yeah.
This might seem weird, all right, but I feel like dogs have souls. And so when you have a dog, like the dog body and all that other stuff is just the science. But like the dog, the one that like looks at you with those eyes
right,
and
yeah,
inside
those, you
there.
You know that special look at that dog.
And some don't. Some dogs are like, you're kind of dead inside. But some dogs are, and that soul is totally different. So like if you clone your dog, you're going to get like scientifically the same looking dog, but it's not going to be the same dog.
I tend to agree with you on this thing.
And I think it's a weird like disruption of kind of like the natural grieving process. Like we lost our dog and, you know, we were all sad and the kids were sad and we went through the whole process. And then when we were ready, we got a different, you know,
different
a new dog and
every
a new adventure.
I've had a lot of dogs and I've loved them all and they've all been completely unique and they have their own personalities and just really, really cool.
I think we're so afraid of death on every level. I'm speaking for myself, but like so that even the thought of losing a dog is so upsetting that you're willing to clone a dog and pretend that it's the same dog when it's not the same dog. And meanwhile, no, you know, I mean, Barbara Streisand has so much money. She can do whatever she wants with it. But there are so many animals in need of homes. And why, you know, take a chance on somebody different.
Go to the shelter. Get a dog.
Yeah, James Brolin is nothing like Elliot Gould. She didn't want to clone Elliot Gould.
Yeah. I wonder if she scraped some cells out of his stomach.
I don't know. Oh, so, he's getting
older, you know.
So there's that. That's a little bit controversial. Okay. Also controversial, Mel B, Big Mouth Spice Girl. She was on a television show and she let it slip that she and the Spice Girls were invited to Harry and Meghan's wedding coming up and that they're probably going to perform.
Get
Boom.
Out.
Yeah.
Man. Get out.
That's exciting. Wouldn't that be so fun if you like had friends that were like super crazy pop stars and you like at the wedding they got up and sang. I mean, I had some opera singers at mine, which was like, you know, really can't dance to it, but whatever. I appreciated it. But anyway, so that's happening. And then finally, Alec Baldwin. You know, he likes to run his mouth, a.k.a. Thoughtless Little Pig, but he is now going to have a new talk show. ABC announced yesterday that it's ordered a new series called Sundays with Alec Baldwin. It'll be based on his Here's the Thing podcast, which I've listened to, funnily enough.
Is it good?
It's long. It needs to be cut because he was talking to he had a conversation with Barbara Streisand. The problem with the podcast and two celebrities just talking to each other on like chilling out is like they're so unrelatable. You know, like, you're like, I mean, they're like, you know, just.
That's
not,
like I went down in my Ferrari.
Yeah, and like I'm sitting in my house in Malibu, and then they're talking, and you're just like, and so all you can picture. But anyway, I like Alec Baldwin. I mean, he's got a little bit of a dark side, but each episode will include two guests talking one on one with Baldwin about current pop culture topics. That's good. Sneak peek episode airs Sunday after the Oscars. Why are you so like meh about it? You don't think it'll be like, it might be fun.
Like it might be. It might be.
He's smart. There's that.
Yeah, just
he's
ask him.
I know, right?
He'll tell you.
Also, there's that.
Okay.
Anyway, that's
by the way, the word on the street, everybody. I just like to perpetuate those these rumors. Lester Holt may be out at NBC.
Yeah, his ratings are not good. There you go. No,
that's probably got a lot to do with Channel 7 here and Channel 10 here.
Cause
we're in one of the top markets in America. It took people 6 months to figure out where to find him.
I still don't know where anything is on my TV.
Okay, so your kid's going to be in the school play, and you start freaking out immediately because you really, really get anxiety over the whole thing. Are you anxious because you're afraid your kid's going to forget their lines? No.
No.
No? Okay, are you anxious because you're afraid your kid's going to show up late for the show?
No.
Nope, that's not it. You're afraid the kid's going to get sick and, you know...
Nope.
What are you most nervous about?
You know what? The four worst words you can hear when your kid is in a play?
What?
Save me a seat. Oh my God.
Right.
So Lucy's in the school play in Galvin Middle School. She's in Annie. We have lots of people coming, lots of family. People are coming
nice
from
to have
Maine.
The support.
Really great to have the support. But every time somebody says they're coming, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to save them a seat. Maybe I don't have to save them a seat. Oh my God, who am I going to save a seat? And it's really, really stressful because saving a seat, especially if you have a lot of family coming, is like, first of all, you have to endure major dirty looks.
Yeah, because everybody thinks you're a jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Also, you have to walk in there like a Sherpa because you have to have stuff to save the seat with. Right, it's yeah. like, give me your coat. Give me your pocketbook. Give me this. Give me your shirt. What are you don't need those pants.
Yeah, when I went to Lila, who's four, when her dance recital was up, I was like, give me those flowers. Give me a jacket. Give me all the programs. And I had like two different rows of things that it's awful.
You forget somebody. There's always somebody you forget. And you're like, oh, and it's like usually like your mom. And then
have to end up standing
exactly.
in the back.
And then the other thing that you forget about is placement. Because especially in dance recital stuff, if your kid is in the front row but on the left side and you're on the right side and you can't see and everyone's yelling.
But wait, is it stage left or is it left?
I don't know what it is. I know that it's like...
Because everybody wants to get a video.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? Exactly. It is just one of the most... And so, like... Lucy's in this great thing called Miss Amazing, and it's a pageant for kids with disabilities.
Yes, it's a great,
really
pageant,
awesome. Medfield High does it. They and it's actually March 24th. But what they do is they have an online thing, and you buy tickets, and they're reserved seating. It's the least stressful thing that happens in my life.
Because it's funny. Because all right, so I mean, I do kids, you know, sports too.
Yeah.
But with the sport, it doesn't matter where you sit. Like, come to the game and watch the game. But it's with that recital, I mean, when the doors were opening, it was like the start of a marathon. Because, like, everyone was lined up.
Like
everyone was in the blocks, like, ready to go. They have their arms full. As soon as the doors open, it's like, I gotta get stage left, second row! It's like, ridiculous.
So true. It's to the point where they have lotteries, or, like, if you donate a lot to maybe, like, a drama club, then you get put in a lottery and you can get the... front row seat, five front row seats.
Feeling stressed out right now.
I know. It's like it's two times this weekend. I have
twice?
To do this. Yeah, Friday and Saturday night.
You know, one of the best things I ever did. One of the best things I ever did in my life was move 1,200 miles away from the nearest living relative. But you had no grandmas, no grandpas, no aunts or uncles or anything like that around. I had to worry about you.
Yeah, stress-free kids plays. I mean, we're very excited to see everybody. But when I'm sweating and red-faced and like shaking, you
and
know
so
it's
what else
I'm...
is new?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's time now for three things you need to know today. And it's actually kind of three special things that are... And this is actually going to be useful for a change.
Oh, I know. I can't even believe it. I've stumbled upon something really
useful.
Check
this out now, okay?
All right, today is National Public Sleeping Day, which means that you can just cop a squat and nap anywhere you want. Yeah, outside, inside, anywhere.
I love a nap. Love a nap.
So, yeah, I can't, it's very hard for me to take a nap. And you know what? I think it's because I didn't know how. And now I have three things to help you take a nap. First of all, time limit. This is tricky. You have to give yourself at least a 30-minute limit. Short naps, 25 to 30 minutes. That amount of time, power nap, allows you to rest without the risk of entering into deep sleep and waking up feeling even more tired. Now, contradicting itself, it says if you're feeling particularly tired and have time for a 90-minute nap, your body will thank you for it because this amount of shut-eye will allow your body to go into REM sleep, which can begin to make up for lost sleep and maybe even enhance creativity.
REM is the best sleep.
Okay, so but what it's saying, then, like a 60-minute nap is no good. It's not going to do you any good.
25 to 30 minutes.
Take a 30-minute nap
or
an hour and a half.
Minutes.
Yeah, okay.
When should you take a nap?
When you're tired. That's just my guess.
Not when you're driving. Thanks, you owe me a Coke.
All right, so the best time to take a nap is between noon and 4 p.m., which matches the low point of the body's circadian cycle. Do not take a nap after 4 p.m. because it'll just mess
you
up.
Sleep. Yeah, gotcha.
And this is my favorite thing. This is the third thing. Try, and this sounds weird, a caffeine nap. A short caffeine nap, or a napalette, it can leave you feeling extra energized. Basically, you quickly drink a cup of coffee, slightly cooled, of course, and then take a 20-minute nap immediately afterwards. The caffeine will kick in right after you wake up, leaving you feeling mentally sharp and refreshed. It's good for 4 hours guaranteed.
So it takes 20 minutes for the caffeine to kick.
So
it's not going to keep you awake.
Yeah, so
you go to sleep, and then you wake up, and bingo.
Lukewarm coffee.
Oh, I like that.
Chug it. Go take a nap.
Brilliant.
And then when you wake up, you're like, I feel like I just had a cup of coffee.
I might try it right now.
Anyway,
we just had the report to put you to sleep. So let's go ahead and bring up the speed on the air. Okay, so this actually happened 25 years ago today. And when you think about it, and it may have happened, you may have only been like 8, 9, 10 years old. But it was so big that you were going to remember it. You know, you weren't aware of everything.
It was on the periphery. People were like on the news and on the front pages of newspapers and things like that.
Okay, so and it was on, you know, when TV news was like king. Yeah. This was like everything on TV news. I wonder what it'd be like today, you know, with social media the way it is today. So anyway, it was 25 years ago today. Waco. The standoff ended at Waco. Now, Waco was...
It started today.
It started
on April 19th.
And then it ended, but it was like, there was this guy named David Koresh, and he was a cult leader. And he had all these people, and they had this compound in Waco, and the FBI was investigating them.
Well, yeah, I've actually been watching the miniseries. The final episode is tonight on Paramount.
Yeah, Paramount Network, yeah.
Yep. With Taylor Kitsch in it.
Yeah, from Friday Night Lights. You know, miniseries are really the only way I get my history.
It's funny to think 25 years ago, this was like, my God, that's all that will be identified. Yep. Who knew that we'd have, you know, Chip and Joanna Gaines put Waco back on the map for Fixer Upper.
Yep. Yeah, really, Waco was like, you know, Waco was synonymous with cults. Synonymous with the Branch Davidians.
Yep. Now it's
synonymous with shiplap. It's so insane.
Amazing.
But, you know, and I want, you know, you asked a good question. I wonder what social media would have done with this. I bet you social media would have avoided all those people.
It may
76
have. It may
people
have.
Died.
It may have.
And the fire, like, oh, so sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh, I was going to watch the final episode tonight.
But
I thought they were going to get out of there.
But it's funny. I mean, it's so interesting that this is a miniseries 25 years later, and the things that sort of led up to it that we, you know, you don't know all that stuff until you actually sit down and watch it in a really entertaining
like
way.
If one side knew what was going on a little bit more and the communications weren't there, it's
social media, there would have been communications.
I think so. You know, so there's like, you know, situation. You think that Snapchat and Instagram and all those things are terrible. You know, so I wonder.
Spoiler alert. What happened is the whole place catches on fire, burns down.
It's terrible.
And,
I mean, awful.
It was horrible. And, you know, David Koresh was their leader, and he convinced these cult people, you know, to drink the Kool-Aid, kind of like the Jamestown thing here.
Yeah. Well, that's why Taylor Kitsch is really good. I mean, you know him from Friday Night Lights, but he's great in this role. He really becomes...
Six episodes?
There's six episodes in the miniseries.
Yeah, remember like the 80s were the time of the miniseries. The miniseries that we taped and watched over and over again for some inexplicable reason, The Burning Bed. With Farrah Fawcett. I mean, I was a kid.
Cow.
My parents taped The Day After and then wouldn't let us watch it.
The Day After.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
I worked with a guy who couldn't come to work The Day After. He saw The Day After.
The Day After freaked him out so much.
Oh, yeah. Wow. The other good miniseries was the one with about Ted Bundy with the guy from CSI. I don't know what his name is, but anyway, it was good. I miss the miniseries.
It's a lost art form.
It is.
Yeah.
You can get all your history right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Yeah.